This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Biden spent a good chunk of his State of the Union the other night talking about his $2 trillion Build Back Better plan without actually saying Build Back Better. One key part of the thing is the really popular idea with both Republicans and Democrats, by the way, of paid family leave. 9 states and Washington, D.C. currently have it. The political opposition is usually grounded in the costs for businesses, particularly small businesses. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, that does seem to be changing.
Paid family leave can be tough for small businesses. You're down a person on an already tight staff. Melissa Wirt runs an e-commerce business in Virginia with 45 employees.
If things go awry in the warehouse or enough people go on maternity leave, our media buyer or our accountant, those individuals and those employees are going to be in the warehouse picking orders.
But she knows the benefits of having a parent-friendly workplace. Her business is called Latched Mama and sells clothing for nursing moms. So she offers paid family leave.
You're really going to see rewards on the other side in terms of a different type of employee that comes back.
And while not all small businesses are as focused on parents as Wirtz is, they all face costs and benefits when it comes to paid family leave. Jane Waldfogel at Columbia School of Social Work says the pandemic has shifted the balance of how some businesses see these trade-offs.
We're in a particular moment right now when they're even more likely to be supportive now than they were in the past because they're coming out of this experience during COVID.
Waldfogel co-authored a recent paper that found support for paid family leave during the pandemic jumped from 60 to 70% among small businesses in New York and New Jersey. Both states offer the benefit, and during lockdowns and school closures, more employees had to take advantage of it. Now, employers of all sizes are increasingly facing pressure to provide more parental benefits themselves, says Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan.
In a tight labor market, you see employers become quite creative in trying to think about ways to attract and keep people.
A federal paid leave policy would free employers up to compete on other benefits. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.